Judge Dolly G of the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California released an order at the end of June saying that the court was not surprised that COVID-19 had reached two family detention centers in Texas, something health professionals had warned all along. The order also said there was no time for half measures and that these centers are on fire.
And indeed, the house is on fire. There are already, to our knowledge, 5 individuals who work at the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley who have tested positive for COVID-19.
That's Shaylin Fluharty. She's with Proyecto Dilley. They provide legal services to detained asylum-seeking mothers and their children at the Family Detention Center in Dilley. She says at least 11 people, including mothers and children, have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Family Detention Center in Karnes City.
And we are seeing now what we have always feared, which is that we would risk the lives of children and their parents for no other reason than, you know, locking them up, even though they're in the United States seeking protection from harm.
Judge G gave ICE until July 17 to either release children from these facilities to sponsors or release the children with their parents. But here's where it gets tricky. G oversees something called the Flores Settlement Agreement. It sets conditions under which the government can detain immigrant children. It doesn't apply to adults, but human rights advocates say ICE does have the ability to release the families together. Here's Kenji Kazuka with Human Rights First.
All along, the government has had the authority to release families, children and parents together, under existing parole authority under the law and under the regulations. They're choosing not to release those families.
Back in May, ICE called some parents in its custody into rooms and presented them with what advocates call a binary choice. Fluharty says ICE asked parents if they wanted their children to be released to a sponsor or remain indefinitely detained with them.
And that question in and of itself sent our parents and children spiraling. I mean, there are stories of children who for days were crying nonstop in the facility because they thought that they were going to be separated from their moms.
ICE says at the end of April, the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California issued an order that directed them to promptly and safely release minors from family detention. The agency says they checked in with the minors and their parents to make individual parole determinations. ICE says it interviewed nearly 300 individuals and used a form that was developed almost 3 years ago to comply with that order. That's a mother who says she's been detained at the Dilley facility with her daughter for about 10 months. She didn't want her name used because she fears speaking out will get her and her daughter in trouble with ICE. She says ICE wanted her to sign a document back in May asking if she wanted her daughter released with a sponsor or remain in detention with her. She says the recent news about Judge G's order has her really worried because she doesn't want to be separated from her daughter and hopes ICE releases them together because her daughter has asthma and respiratory issues. Here's Fluharty with Proyecto Dilley again.
But this looming question of whether or not children will once again be ripped apart from their parents is a question that everyone should be up at night thinking about. And certainly there is no one who is feeling more alarmed, panicked, or more anxiety than both the parents and the children that we represent.
Acting Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, appeared on Fox News Monday. He said the latest order to release migrant children from detention is one of a number of court cases they're dealing with, and they have no plans of any mass release of migrants.
But at the end of the day, we're not, as some courts have asked us to do and some activists have asked us to do, is to let everyone out of ICE detention facilities. That's about 25,000 folks. We're not going to do a jailbreak. That's not what we do.
ICE says it's currently reviewing Judge G's order. The agency says it recently completed voluntary COVID-19 tests for all 278 immigrants detained at the 3 family detention centers across the country, and that the results came back negative, except for 14 people at the facility in Karnes City. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Mission.